Notwithstanding the frown that descends from the crown on my lord that was once so dear, preferred above other, undone by a brother, and the hate of an uncle so near, then let them tread on, and end as begun. My love it shall ne'er be forgot, but in envy's despite I'll take my delight in Monmouth ne'er known in a plot. Of great places at court turn him out as a sport, pretending that he soared too high, or fearing he might at last claim a right and become a great beam in their eye, cause the mobile ran and admired each man, yes, welcomed him with a glad heart. But who can do less for whom God doth bless, since Monmouth we know thy desert? These monsters of Rome, they first hatched his doom, because that he stood in their way, and stopped their career when their plots did appear, to make our religion their prey. Now each famous lord as much is abhorred, and termed as great monsters as he, by that Tory crew who had nothing to do but scandal brave Monmouth's degree. May they shimmy like in cursing delight, till the fall on their own heads rebound, and he, like the palm, suppressed firmer stand, and the Moor shall be blessed with renown. For who can he be that's so happy as he, that smilingly so can forgive the dangers of late supposed from the state? Brave Monmouth, be happy and live. For the heavens may grow clear, and great Charles may appear with the smiles of a king as before, as he promised to me he ever would be, and he my great Monmouth restore to his places of state, that he may be great, and his enemies unmasked may be, who endeavored to bring him in frowns with the king. Brave Monmouth, I love Charles and thee. May thy royal father sway the scepter forever, and flourishing govern this land. May the Turk and the atheist, Presbyterian and Papist, turn one and in unity stand. Then shall be firm peace, and our jars they shall cease in church government when we agree. And in the meantime, may the crown keep the line. Brave Monmouth, we happier shall be.